This question and answer session took place after the bayan of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Lambat on 28th of December 2012 at Masjid Darul Salam, Toronto, Canada. The answers are given by Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Lambat Shahib Damat Barakatuhu.
Should we be studying philosophy? Or if we do study philosophy, should we first study Aqeedah and to what level? For a person who does not have the basic knowledge of our Aqeedah, I will say, don't study philosophy. We have to realize that you study something that is beneficial for you in the future, down the line. There are so many courses out there. We, you know, study them for many years, 3, 4, 5 years, and at the end, you can't find a job. So what was the point of studying that subject when you can't find a job in that line? Especially ICT consultants. There are so many out there working in Walmart and here and there. Because, you know, IT and computer technicians, there are so many computer technicians, they can't find a job. So while you are studying, you know, think carefully that if I become a doctor or a lawyer or a barrister or a social worker or a nurse or a teacher or nursery teacher, primary teacher, secondary teacher, university professor, then I can get a better job in this line. So study something in which you can find a better job for yourself, you can make good money, because studying in uni is just for money. So you should take that job in which there you can, which is security, job security. And over here in philosophy, there is no security of job. So why study it, especially when there is a risk of aqeedah? So for our young generation, my advice would be that don't study it, study something else. What do you reckon? वैसे मुफ्ती साहब फतवा देंगे, मेरी तरफ से सिर्फ एडवाइस है, मशवरा है. Will the civil wars continue until the day of judgment? Will the ummah never be united? When Isa alayhi salam comes, Imam Mahdi comes, then they will be united. But before that, it seems unlikely. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّهُ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once made dua that, oh Allah, don't send an outer enemy upon my ummah who would annihilate them, wipe them off the face of the earth. Allah accepted that dua. He made a dua that, oh Allah, don't send an azab and punishment upon my ummah like that which came upon the previous nations when Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Thamud were wiped out altogether. Allah accepted that dua. And then he said, oh Allah, don't let my ummah fight among themselves. Civil war. So Allah said, oh Muhammad, sorry. This dua will not be accepted. It will happen. It is bound to happen. And they will fight among themselves. And this wish of yours will not be granted. So he did make a plea. And but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, this will happen. It's a direct consequence of differences of opinions. A person has a different opinion, he starts arguing and then quarreling. So this will keep happening. We should try and unite our hearts as much as possible and avoid fighting and infighting and civil wars and these types of things. But these things will happen and will continue. Nobody can eradicate them and wipe them out altogether. And this will happen until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and unite our hearts as much as possible. Is there any dua we can recite to protect us from major and minor fitnas? We've just recited the duas. Allahumma inna na'uzu bika min al-fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan. And also the fitna of mahya mamat, fitna of masjid dajjal. There are many other duas as well. Mufti Ibrahim sahab, aise koi dua ki template bana ke taqseem kar dun. I went for bayan in one place and you know they made a small chitti like this of these dua or fitna and they distributed it among them. So agar aap bhi aise next mein jab aapka conference ho to isko bana karke taqseem karo, inshaallah sab muh par kar fayda hoga, inshaallah yahi dua par le Allahumma inna na'uzu bika min al-fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Haan, wo bhi likh de. Udhar badi dua hai, ye simple hai, zaban pe chadh jati hai har shakhs ko. To ye padh de, inshallah, wa fitnatul mahya wal mamat, fitnatul masih dajjal wali. Ye to balki hum log, you know, when in namaz, okay, in namaz, after at-tahiyyat and durood sharif, we pray, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kaseeran. According to the madhab of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, it is more preferable to pray this dua of al-mu'awwizatul arba'. In fact, in one narration of Imam Ahmad, he says it's wajib to pray this dua, mu'awwizati arba'. Allahumma inna inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam, wa a'udhu bika min azabi al-qabr, wa a'udhu bika min fitnatil mahya wal mamat, wa a'udhu bika min sharri fitnatil masihid dajjal. What I normally do is, I pray them both. So, according to Imam Abu Hanifa's research, my namaz is sahih, and according to Imam Ahmad's research, my namaz is sahih as well. So, especially when Imam Sahib takes a bit longer, and I recite very quickly, so I recite this dua and many other duas as well, as much duas as we, that comes in mind. So you don't have to just recite Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, you can combine both of them as well, you can memorize this dua and practice on it as well, inshallah, Allah will benefit you. For Hanafi followers, can we read salah behind someone who did wudu with masah on normal socks? Mufti sahab, Mufti sahab kuch kahenge, main to mana karta hoon. Nope. Nahi padhni ji. Because I did a research on this masala, and that research is on my website, tafsirrahimi.com, about masah on cotton socks. And a lengthy fatwa is there. It's signed by Sufi Tahir sahab as well, Mufti Ibrahim Raja sahab as well, on Mulana Mufti Noshat sahab as well. Mufti Shabir sahab was not there at the time, he went for Umrah. When I was writing that fatwa, he'd gone for Umrah, that's why his name is not on there. Those who were present, we all signed. And, you know, all four a'immah say that masah upon thin cotton socks is not allowed. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi writes in Ma'arifus Sunan Sharih Tirmidhi, وَأَجْمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ لَا يَجُوزُ الْمَسْحُ عَلَىٰ الرَّقِيقَيْنِ وَإِنَّمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِي الثَّخِينَيْنِ. Okay, the difference of opinion among the four imams is with regards to the thick material socks. There is no difference of opinion with regards to the thin material socks. Everybody says that on raqiqain and the thin material socks, thin cotton socks, masah is not allowed. All four imams agree upon that. The difference is only with regards to the thick. And with regards to the thick, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Hanbal said that if it's so thick that water does not seep through it, you put water on it, it doesn't go on your skin. It's that thick. And you walk on it without shoes or slippers, and you can keep continue to walk on in them. Like you would walk on leather socks. If you walk with leather socks without shoes, you can walk on them for 3 miles, 4 miles, 10 miles, and there will be no tearing in there. So if these conditions prevail in those socks, then you would, they come closer to the leather socks. Now this is as well something that some people are cunning out there, and you know what they do? They deceive you through translations. Now these so-called neo-scholars, they don't even know Arabic language, they only look at translations, and they deceive you through translations. This is a classical example of that. They will show you the hadith of Bukhari, that anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam masaha ala khuffain, and the translation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wiped over his socks. Now, khuffain is an Arabic word, and khuf is that sock which is made from leather. If that material is not leather, then in Arabic it's not called khuf. It's called jawrab. And the hadith of masah alal jawrabain is not in Bukhari, is not in Muslim. It's in Abu Dawud, it's in Tirmidhi. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi said, this hadith is weak and zaif. And there are two rawis in there, because of which that weakness comes. And he says in there, كان عبد الرحمن بن مهدي لا يحدث بهذا الحديث. That among the great muhaddithin, عبد الرحمن بن مهدي would not narrate this hadith. Because, لأن المعروف عن المغيرة بن شعبة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مسح على خفيه. Because the narrator of مسح على جوربيه is مغيرة بن شعبة. Whereas what is famous with regards to the hadith of مغيرة is مسح على خفيه. So there seems to be some whim of a narrator in there, for because of which his mind went towards somewhere and he said جوربيه instead of خفيه. So Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi says, this hadith is not that reliable. If it was even, then that material will be the thick one, which the mujtahideen, muhaddiseen have recognized and understood from there. So, if a person wipes over thin cotton socks, then his salah will not be valid according to the four imams. Abu Hanifa, Shafi, Malik, Ahmad. So when it's not valid according to the four imams, we should not pray behind such a person. If you know for certain that he has wiped on thin cotton socks. If you don't know for certain, then don't doubt him. But for certain, and if you did pray, then you should repeat your salah. So this is the masala, and there is some, you can get some more information on that fatwa on our website as well. ये भी तुम्हारा है लेकिन मैं सवाल पढ़ता हूँ जवाब तुम दे देना. In today's age, should masajis be offering more programs for sisters? What should community do to help young sisters besides ta'lim? Sisters के लिए प्रोग्राम होते हैं मौलाना साहब? हाँ मौलाना साहब says there are plenty of programs. भाई देखो, first of all, remember one thing. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is the duty of every Muslim. So seeking knowledge is your duty. It's not Mufti Ibrahim Quraishi's duty to give you that knowledge. Do you understand the difference? So don't say that Imam Sahib is not doing anything, Masjid Committee is not doing anything. It's your duty. Go. You have to go and find knowledge. And where there is a will, there is a way. When you want to learn, you will find some appa in your area, in your maybe apartments or in your neighborhood. And you will go to her and say, can you please teach me something? Can you please give me knowledge? Whatever these ulamas provide for you is additional facility to bring you closer to the deen. Otherwise, their duty is just do the bayan, give you advice, finish. Rest of the things you have to do. This is what the sahabas used to do. This is what the sahabiyat used to do. They used to come and question and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mufti Ibrahim Sahib is there for you. Our ulamas are there for you. You have their numbers, you can call them, you have their emails, you can ask them. And another thing to remember is, today many people think that, you know, becoming alima, apa, and you know, hafiz, hafiza, is compulsory upon everyone. It's not compulsory. What is compulsory is having the basic knowledge of our deen. Basic knowledge. You look, go back down 1500 years, our elders, they were more pious, they had more taqwa, even though they had less information, less knowledge. But that amount of knowledge which they had, they put it into practice. And their taqwa, their piety, their closeness to Allah, their punctuality upon salah was, you know, to a great degree. We can't go anywhere close to them. So you look at in your own household, your daddies, your nannies, you look at how punctual they were. So you have to protect yourself. Masjid will provide, inshallah, as much as possible, and whatever they can. They can't keep program for sisters every day, otherwise who's going to cook the roti in the house? You know, some young Mauli Sahab became Fariq Alim, and he came to this Masjid Imam, and he was very energetic. He did very nice bayan in the ladies. So the ladies loved his bayan, and they said, Maulana Sahab, once a week, not enough, you have to do more. So he started doing twice a week, 3 days a week, 4 days, 5 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every day, ladies coming to the masjid for bayan, Mawlana doing very good bayan, very good bayan. So the men folk, they complained to the committee, bhai, Mawlana sahab ko kaho, bas karo yaar, wo ghar mein roti nahi pak rahi hai. Wo bachche bhooke mar rahe hain. Wo subah hoti hai ki bhag jati hai masjid, subah hoti ki masjid bhag gayi. To ghar mein sara kaam kaaj kaun karega? To isliye, once a week is enough, whatever Mufti sahab provides for you is enough. And alhamdulillah, whatever you know, put into practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you taqwa. One hadith finishing off. Man amila bima alima, awrathahu Allahu ilma ma lam ya'lam. If you practice on whatever you know, Allah will give you that knowledge which you did not learn in the kitabs. Allah will inspire knowledge inside you. So we have to practice, and inshallah Allah will save us.